SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There are hopeful signs for peace in the Middle East.
A 10-day ceasefire announced by President Donald Trump and agreed on by Lebanon and Israel appeared to be holding early Friday, potentially boosting efforts to extend the ceasefire between Iran, the U.S. and Israel. It remains unclear, though, whether a lasting deal could be reached between the U.S. and Iran before the ceasefire ends next week, but the pause in fighting between Israel and Hezbollah could be an indication of some progress. An end to Israel's war with Hezbollah in Lebanon is a key demand of Iranian negotiators. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump has invited the leaders of Israel and Lebanon for talks at the White House. The president says if Iran fails to agree to a deal that's acceptable to the U.S., the war could resume, but then he also says he expects the war to end soon. The economy and the impact of tax cuts were top of mind for the president during a visit to Las Vegas yesterday.
Last summer, thanks to our Republican majorities in the House and Senate, I signed the Great Big Beautiful Bill, the largest tax cuts and many other things for working family.
Among other things, President touting his no tax on tips initiative. At least part of the president's on-again, off-again White House ballroom project is off again.
U.S. District Judge Richard Leon said he's ordering a stop only to the above ground construction of the planned ballroom, apart from any work needed to cover or secure that part of the project. President Trump on social media called Leon a Trump-hating judge who, quote, has gone out of his way to undermine national security to make sure that this great gift to America gets delayed or doesn't get built, end quote.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says the president is appealing the judge's ruling. This is SRN News. New report from the Pew Research Center is good news for Christian broadcasters.
98% of U.S. adults live within the range of at least one religious station, making religious programming some of the most accessible programming across the country, and that nearly one in four radio stations, about 25%, are dedicated to religious programming.
Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcasters, tells SRN News that the Pew study indicates that Christian radio has a bright future. The Gallup organization says America's falling away from religious faith might be about to end. Gallup senior scientist Frank Newport says one of the dominant trends we've seen in recent years has been a decline in religiosity among Americans. But now, in young people, we're seeing that decline beginning to stop. He says that that is pretty significant. This is SRN News. Key figure in a major gambling sweep appears set to change his plea.
Ex-NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones is expected to become the first person to plead guilty in a gambling sweep that led to the arrests of more than 30 people, including reputed mobsters and other basketball figures. A change of plea hearing for Jones is scheduled for April 28th in Brooklyn Federal Court per court filings Thursday. The 49-year-old Jones had previously pleaded not guilty to separate indictments charging him with profiting from rigged poker games and providing sports bettors with non-public information about injuries to stars LeBron James and Anthony Davis. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons is stepping down. He'll leave that agency at the end of next month. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen says we wish him luck on his next opportunity in the private sector. More details, SRNNews.com.